still doing anything? Because I don't hear y'all see y'all in these streets.
We always up in the streets. That's where we be at. We be in the streets.
Nah. I mean, like, yo, is anybody feeling y'all?
Well, I think so. If they're smart. I don't be knowing what to say to y'all.
Got the pear trees faking like a dogwood. The thunderstorms in the springtime, it's all good. And rappers killing it in the club, and can we brag now? Not black lives, just had to die to get a flag down. And my rappers helped the map of Southside Atlanta. Was just a Selma 50 years marching Alabama. Was just in Columbus, Ohio teaching little kids. South by Southwest and Austin teaching sampling. That kind of colleges, I do a lot of interviews. And I'm making some nice figures like a gym or do. And like Sandra Bland, my band be changing lanes without a signal at all. Now you want us to hang? You know some things are substantial, whether or not financial. And playing us will put other stuff way up on the mantle. So don't try to adjust your radio, don't change your channel. We're taking down the glittery lights and just light a candle. Come on.
He said,
every day is special when you spend it with people you love.
Yes, every day is special, especially here on the Andy.
It really is.
Oh, coast to coast, isn't it though? Hey, we're here.
Oh, yeah.
We have a great show lined up today. We have a special guest, and we just heard a preview of who that special guest is. Guy DJ Speech from the very
yes.
famous, renowned, very popular, very well known R&B hip hop band called Arrested Development, yeah, from the 80s and 90s, and he's launched a solo career and doing a whole bunch of exciting things. We're going to talk more about that and what is going on in the career and the amazing adventure that Speech has had with Arrested Development and his music career. So we'll get on to that a little bit later. In the meantime, how are you doing over there in the UK, Amanda?
Ooh, I'm doing good. You know, I just nearly broke my desk chair the way I was bouncing there to that music. I heard this creak and I felt my chair lower by itself. that's one to tell, isn't it?
The power of the music, the power of that music.
Oh yeah,
you know
that vibe, man. I tell you, yeah. All is good, my darling. All is good. How about you?
Doing great here. It's noontime in California. It's 8 p.m. there. It's 3 p.m. on the East Coast.
It's a beautiful morning.
Somewhere in the world. We're in 23 countries around the world. We are. This is the Andy DeMandio Show. And we're going to invite everybody to join us here at 515-605-9888. This is Blog Talk Radio, where we come to you live Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we have a fun time here on the show talking about a whole bunch of different things, whatever crosses our minds at any given moment. We never know what it's going to be. And, of course, we entertain special guests along the way. I don't know why they'd want to come on this show, but they do. We have a good time. We really,
I know, right?
And
we do.
It's
bless
a fun their time.
Souls. Mm-hmm. I know.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it so?
Oh, wow. I can't believe it's the coming to the end of the week already. I mean, this week has flown. We've had such a great time this week on our shows. And, yeah, ready for the weekend. Bring it.
Yes, it's amazing. Yeah. I mean, it seems like these Friday shows, I mean, just like, boom, Friday. Then before you know it, it's time for another Friday show, then another Friday show. And, like, where do these weeks go? It's unbelievable.
You know, if only our whole week existed like that, Friday to Friday, it would just be, like, one great big weekend.
Oh, my God.
I'd be a little boring, though, wouldn't it? Let's face it. It'd be like Groundhog Day. You'd be looping over and over and thinking, where's the rest of the day's gone? I missed them. Can we get them back? It's like you can't have – what's that movie? You remember that movie, Vanilla Sky? You ever seen that, Andy? That one with Tom Cruise? Vanilla Sky.
No.
No? Well, there's a line in that movie where his, you know, Tom Cruise's friend says to him that the sweet ain't so sweet without the bitter, and it's so true. So if we didn't have all those other days where, you know, builds up to the weekend, everybody looks forward to the weekend, I don't think we'd appreciate it the same way. I don't know. Maybe we would, maybe we wouldn't. It's a matter of perception, I guess, but yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that. I like it.
Yeah.
So here in the U.S., especially in the state of Michigan, the hospitalizations from COVID-19 has jumped 88% in the past month.
Uh-oh.
And unfortunately, one of those hospitalizations is a uncle to my what you know uncle a family member I guess you know an in-law an uncle who who's on a ventilator in the hospital who was a an anti-vaxxer and how many times have we seen and heard this? I mean, so many of these folks are, you know, from everybody from Christian evangelists to TV anchors on conservative talk radio who pontificate about the COVID virus being a hoax and don't get a vaccine and more people die from the flu and it's a microchip and it's experimental and we're not going to be your guinea pig. And these same people, then you hear them and see them on YouTube and in interviews. It's too late for them, but telling everybody that, you know, oh my God, I was wrong. You know, as they go on a ventilator and get very sick or end up worse, you know, and so I've had this conversation in the past week with so many people who are in agreement that, you know, it's within our capability and our power to snuff this thing, to put an end to it for the most part.
Yeah.
By vaccinating a majority of the population, this virus would have nowhere to go. Or if it did go somewhere, it would make somebody maybe feel under the weather for a little bit, but it wouldn't hospitalize them in most cases and certainly wouldn't kill them. Again, in almost all cases, not every single one, but most cases.
Yeah.
There's some breaking up here and there. And that, you know, same thing goes with any inoculation that you get. But, and how many times have we said the same thing? I should just go ahead and like hit a button that would repeat a conversation, you know, repeat something, you know, so I have to say it over and over and again. But when you go to school, like same thing in the UK, I'm pretty sure, but when you enter schools here, public and private schools, you have to show your health records for that baby, that infant, that kid, that kindergarten, or whatever it might be. And show that you've received that person has received X amount of inoculations. And if you're a healthcare worker, you get a job at a hospital, you have to show, hey, you have a tetanus and this and this and this and this. And you have to have their shots. And nobody seems to object. I mean, there are some people who homeschool. Oh, I'm not, you know, having my kid inoculated or whatever. But for the most part, people get, you have a kid, you know, a kid becomes an infant and a toddler, then goes to school. And you, along the way, you take them to the doctor for the pediatrician visits and they get their inoculations as they're supposed to. And you enter them in kindergarten and you show the health records and they've gotten these, you know, there's no objections for some reason.
Yeah.
This vaccine has become a political tool, and it's we're talking about human lives, and we're thinking about the well-being of our population. 700,000 people have died in the United States alone from COVID, and as much as I hate to say it, many unnecessarily, and it's just you run out of words.
Yeah.
You run out of words. You know, just.
Well, yeah, as you know, someone very close to me has recently got COVID, and I think it's because they've had both vaccinations and due the booster shot, but because they're already feeling run down, they've caught COVID, but thankfully it hasn't become serious, you know, just a consistent mild headache, tightening of the chest, which isn't extreme, thank goodness. And, you know, feeling weak. That's the only symptoms that have appeared. So that's a plus. And I'm guessing it's probably the Delta variant that's been going around. Because that is the most dominant variant in the UK.
Yeah, it is.
It is
everywhere, actually. The Omicron. What's it? Not the Omicron.
That sounds a good one, actually. The Omicron.
I like the Omicron.
That's a very cool one. I mean, if you got that one, you come across pretty cool because Obama was cool. So, you know.
Yes.
But
yes.
Nobody wants any called? Kind of variant.
The Omicron.
Omicron.
I mean, in a sports arena. The Omnidome.
Again, I still think of Transformers when I hear Omicron, you know.
come on. What's it called? I'm thinking. I'll get it. I'll get it straight. Hold your horses. Cool your jets.
Wow, tough crowd.
That is a more contagious variant, but a less dangerous variant, evidently, than the others.
Yeah. I mean, they're reporting here with the Omicron that, you know, if you've had the third booster shot, the statistics they're giving so far, because I guess they're still analyzing the data, right, is that it's going to prevent 75% of people getting any COVID symptom, any at all. But they're still concerned, and that they're deeply concerned about it. And, you know, the fact that they put us into that state of wearing masks all the time now and working from home, so they've taken us back a step to try and keep this under control, because we've now jumped up in cases. What was 448 is now gone to a number of 1,265 of the new variant. So, yeah, I mean, we got to be on this, haven't we? We've got to be on it. Our track record isn't the best in the UK when it comes to tackling COVID, but we've managed to keep the reins fairly under control, considering dear old Boris trying his best.
I know. Yeah, he's
that's debatable. He's
trying his best in between having spreader event Christmas parties at the Downing Street.
Drowning Street. Love it.
Hey Amanda, how is the weather doing? I got to tell you something about the LA weather. It's been wacky all week. It's kind of cloudy. Just clouded over again. Had some rain. But, you know, because it's normally beautiful, sunny, and warm here every single day. It's kind of – how's the weather over there in UK? I'm curious.
Wow. The weather outside is frightful. And unfortunately, inside hasn't been very delightful at all because I've been freezing my butt off, you know, with this whole energy crisis going on. Everybody's trying to save money by not putting the heating on. And I have been putting the heating on. Yes, I've been that rebel. I'm doing it because I'm cold. Damn it. You know, but it's been quite drastic here and there. It's like we had that storm on Tuesday where we had the 130 winds and the rain sounded like it was going to smash my window to pieces. And there I was trembling on the inside and, you know, shaking a little. But, it's just been quite grim. Let's face it. It's that time of year now and it's quite grim. Early nights and waking up and it's still dark and, you know, so you kind of feel like a cave person, really, just stuck in a cave and enduring the experience of COVID and this. But I guess, you know, everybody's excited about Christmas. Everybody's put their decorations up early here in the UK and we've had a lot of flack for it. I mean, people have been on our backs like, what are you doing? But, I mean, what is wrong? What's so wrong with adding a little joy in, you know, dark times, right? Mm-hmm. I don't see anything wrong with that. And, you know, people are so quick to attack others for it. Oh, my God, you're putting your tree up. Oh, my God, you're putting your lights up. No, yes, why not? Let them feel happy. Let them feel that joy by seeing those things and actually feeling better about themselves and their home and whatever troubles they've got going on in life. There's nothing wrong with that. I don't know. I guess some people just love to be judgmental because it makes them feel better for whatever reason. And, you know, I've got my Christmas tree out. I got my Christmas tree on my desk.
Oh,
right
did you
now.
Really?
Oh, yes, wow. With the lights on and all festive. I'm not ashamed to admit it, okay? So, you know, I expect the comments to flow in.
Oh. My daughter is in New York, who's very socially aware and conscious, and you know, very just very environmentally aware, politically aware, and you know, we get a Christmas tree, and she said, let's just get a picture of one this year because it's you know, if enough people didn't buy Christmas trees, if many people didn't buy them, then there wouldn't, you know, there'd be environment, it would be better because it wouldn't be killing these Christmas trees. There's companies that have a business and they employ people for the express purpose of growing Christmas trees. Without them, then these trees wouldn't exist. It's not like these trees just grow in the forest and they go chop them down every year. They grow.
No, that's true.
For Christmas trees. So I'm like, you know, I think, you know, let's just get a picture of one. Put it on the wall.
Print a picture, you know, or multiple pictures if you want a very big tree. And that could be fun, putting it up, right? I mean, some people actually, they go for the real contemporary look and they don't bother getting a tree at all. Sometimes they buy those like fake trees that already got the lights on them and they look pretty funky. But I don't mean like a Christmas style tree. I mean like a normal looking tree. And also people have made the shape of a Christmas tree on the wall with fairy lights. And I gotta admit, it looks freaking cool. It really does. I was quite impressed. So, you know, if you don't want anything like, you know, festive and traditional, just go for something a bit, you know, contemporary and Well, don't go for anything at all. Your choice. You know. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Oh well. Yeah.
Oh well. Yeah. I get it. So I forget what I was going to. Oh, are you doing anything over the holidays? So you're hanging home, staying. Any plans?
Well,
or?
I'm certainly going to try and monitor the eating. That's for sure. Because last year I was just, you know, everybody was a bit depressed with COVID and everything, and you know the restrictions, and they were just like, food,
yes,
my happy place.
This year might be, you know, here in the States. When I say Michigan increased like 87% in the past month, but hospitalizations in general here in the United States have increased 40% compared to a month ago.
Already.
So I don't know. As you said, it's the Delta variant. You know, it's much more contagious than what we had last year.
Is.
You know, this time last year we have a variant out there now that spreads quicker and is more susceptible to being caught, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, sweetheart. Yeah, go on.
No, but that's, you know. But you know, the experts are saying is the best protection against Delta is to get vaccinated and get your booster and get everything under control that way. And we're looking around in the United States. We still have not hit that 70% threshold, but we're looking at 64.3% of eligible Americans have been fully vaccinated, and that's and less than a third of those eligible for boosters have gotten one. Less than a third of the population who should have boosters at this point, because the time of their second vaccine has gone past 6 or 8 months, depending on which vaccine you received originally, has gone.
Yeah.
And only less than a third of those folks have gone and gotten their booster. I got mine last week. Bam, you know, boom, just okay. In and out.
Yeah.
Goodbye. See you. Thank you. I'm done. I'm good. What? Maybe what? Next year? We don't know. Who knows? We'll see. Mm. You know?
Yeah.
But
it'd be interesting to see how many more people actually get it. Towards the end of the end of the second vaccine. And what I mean by that is, I'm sure everyone is aware that vaccines generally only tend to cover you for 6 months. That's what they claimed. To start with, they claimed it was 3 months, and then they said, oh no, well actually it's six. So you know, supposedly those vaccines cover you for 6 months, hence the reason they want to give these booster shots. So it'd be interesting to see how many would be receiving, I'll say, it's a nicer way of saying it, receiving COVID. And receiving COVID towards the end of their 6 month period with the second vaccine. If they can get the booster shot, sure, go for it. In fact, I had a notification come through, Andy, for mine. You remember I told you I was waiting for one?
Yeah, and you did get it. Good.
Yeah, it came through. However, the link they provided, and I clicked on it, I was like, yes, come on, let's get this booster shot booked. Unfortunately, they gave like 5 different selections of dates, okay, from the time I received the text to early in March, and every one of them does not have one single slot for me to go and get a booster shot. I know. I was just like, what?
Come get your booster, but don't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Here's the idea. Have the idea in your head. That might protect you. No, all joking aside, I think you can – I've heard there's places you can walk in and get them, but I don't know where they are. I'm literally going to have to contact the health service and say, here's the situation. I need the shot. But, you know, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I don't know how it's going to play out.
You know – also, you know something? Guys, there's a bunch of like little news – bits and pieces that are coming and breaking. And this is the first one. It came in actually a couple hours ago.
Okay.
If I can find it again. This is, you remember we had a discussion about the Texas abortion law way back when?
Yes.
When it gave individual citizens the right to sue other citizens who they suspect are helping people go to abortion clinics, and also outlawed abortion after a heartbeat is detected at 6 weeks or thereafter. And the neighboring states around Texas are being overrun with women leaving Texas to get abortions in those clinics, especially because they want to get them early term, like very, very, very early during the zygote stages of development, you know? And so what the Supreme Court has said is the Texas law can stay in place as it is. However, the folks representing the abortion services and counseling services do have the right to sue to block the law. And on the positive side, the federal judge and the district court previously had said that the law is anti-constitutional and should not stand. So they're going to go back to that same judge because the Supreme Court said that they could.
Yeah.
And then hopefully block this whole Texas thing from happening because it's absolutely ridiculous. Do they really think in Texas, the lawmakers really think that by you stopping abortions in Texas this week, 6 weeks is going to stop people from having abortions? You really think that's going to happen? It ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen. So,
yeah.
You know, come on. I mean, and Roe v. Wade is a law, federal Supreme Court, bam, 1972, I think it was. It's the law of the land. You know, you don't like it? Okay, you don't like it. But it's the law. And for states to say, hey, not here, well, guess what? The feds trump you, state. Not, I don't want to – I hate to say Trump.
<'Cause they can't laughs>
feeling.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
Anyway.
Yeah, I know. I'm glad something's being done over this because it was outrageous. You know, and it's a fine line. I know people are very pro-life, and we've had this discussion before, what is pro-life, you know? Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I just think this is the right move forward for everybody. Women should have control over their
yes.
free will. You know,
yes.
if we can talk in religious terms, that, you know, mm-hmm. God created us with the, you know, mm-hmm. free will, free thinking. Mm-hmm. So what we do is on us. No one else. It's on us. Our choices, personal choices, come back to us in whatever way. You know, mm-hmm. we learn from them. So we should have the right to say, well, you know, I'm going to terminate this, mm-hmm. even though, you know, if it morally or it feels right or it doesn't. They have that right to be able to say. And, mm-hmm. You know, this was ridiculous the moment it came in. And I felt for women all over the country because, like we were saying, if people have been raped or whatever, you know, mm-hmm. and then other people would say, well, if they were raped, it was because it was meant to happen and they're meant to have something from that experience. I get that. Mm-hmm. I can get on board with that. I understand exactly what you're saying, but I still don't agree with the fact that they, you know, they brought that in.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
No,
I have, and I think I told you as a teen, I worked at Planned Parenthood. I was a counselor, I was a birth control counselor, assisting other teens in the birth, you know, who seek birth control too, so they don't have to have an abortion to get pregnant. And and then later on, I became a birth control problem pregnancy counselor, which is not to say I was an abortion referral counselor. That's not the case at all. You assist people who are having, you know, unwanted pregnancies and discussing their options, and whatever they do is up to them, not up to the counselor for sure. You just lay it out. Here's what's available. Here's the funding that's available, if any. Blah, blah, blah. You know, and the whole. You just here it is, and you're compassionate and sympathetic, and you want to help them along and want them to go on and live a very happy, effective life, whatever they decide to do. And that's what I did back then. And of course, you know, the landmark decision, which legalized abortion nationwide, was prior to viability, which can occur at around 24 weeks. And that's where I have an issue.
Right.
That's where I have an issue. And I'll tell you what my issue is. That, first of all, you skip your period. That doesn't mean you're pregnant. And I can't tell you how many. I'm going back way back when I was a teenager and doing this 3 or 4 days ago, right? So, and people used to come up to me, even when I was in high school, Andy, oh, I got to talk to you. I'm like, okay, what's up? I think I might be pregnant. Why? I skipped my period. Doesn't mean you're pregnant. You know, you could, as you know, what do I know? Who am I talking about this? You know, Mandy. You
can, yes, I do know.
You can skip your period for a lot of different reasons, you know, a lot of different reasons. And, okay, so anyway, so most of those times when I was, you know, asked that question from my high school peers, almost every time, not every time, but almost every time, it was just a biological thing and they were fine, they weren't pregnant. But anyway, so let's say you skip your period, then, okay, you wait and then you skip another period and things start happening and the body starts making some changes, and you start feeling a little different. You know that you're most likely pregnant. Now, here's where my problem is. I don't think there's any reason in the world, if you don't know you're pregnant and don't know what you want to do about the pregnancy within the first initial, when you first find out, bam, that you get a positive and your doctor confirms, bam, you're positive, what's the game plan going to be? Maybe in a few days of that decision, maybe, you know, you find out, oh, you know, I mean, it could be, wow, great, or oh, no, but anyway, or it could be, oh, no, I'm going to terminate. But you know then pretty much what the game plan is going to be. And to wait 24 weeks, when that is literally a baby in there, I mean, that's a fetus, you know? And I just think it's wrong to get an abortion at that stage of the game. I'm all for it early on. I really am.
Yeah.
I'm all for it. Yeah. I'm not saying I'm all for abortion. I'm not for abortion. I'm for the woman's right to choose what's right for their life. The
exactly.
woman.
Exactly.
The husband,
yes.
the clergy, the family, the friends, whoever it might be in their life. It's up to them. It's not
yeah.
up to me. It's up to the government. It's not up, you know, it's not up to anybody else but them. And
yeah.
and the government should keep their damn paws out of their fucking pockets and out of their bedrooms. You know what I'm saying? So so it's up to them. And but here's where I have an issue. When you start approaching 20 weeks, 18, 15, 25 weeks, I don't feel good about it. I just don't.
No. I don't either, sweetheart, to be
mm-hmm.
honest. And at the end of the
yep.
day, when anybody falls pregnant who doesn't want to be pregnant and they're
mm-hmm.
literally questioning, do I get rid of this
mm-hmm.
baby? That's a clear sign that you need to really stop and think about what you're doing. Because
mm-hmm.
What were the circumstances that allowed you to get pregnant, you know, in the first
mm-hmm.
place? And
mm-hmm.
if you're not ready for that, don't do it.
Yeah.
Just don't do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, don't do it.
I mean,
right.
a lot of people will argue that, well, why not? It's like, well, there's a reason this has happened. So if you,
mm-hmm.
You know, morally look at this and eradicate that
mm-hmm.
reason, then you're not going to put yourself in a position to be in that position, if that makes
right.
sense.
Right. You know, we should do. You know, we've talked about, when we were talking more in depth about this, when the Texas law came into being, however long ago that was, a month or two, three, I forget. But anyway, we talked then about how the conversation should not be about abortion. The conversation should be, how do we prevent the need for abortion? And how do we do that? Let me see.
Yeah.
We could start talking about, you know, the root cause
yeah.
of people,
and the root causes need to be looked at in so many ways, in so many areas of life. We are so good at treating the problem with a Band-Aid that we don't actually go to the root cause of
mm-hmm.
any situation and say, well, how can we change it from the root? Therefore, everything that grows and manifests from that
mm-hmm.
then
mm-hmm.
takes a different
mm-hmm.
direction,
yeah.
right? But
yep.
we just don't. We're just so used to getting on with life and living for tomorrow
mm-hmm.
and not today and being present within it all and saying, okay, how can we change this? How can we – where's this gone wrong? How can we go back to the root?
Here's how it changes.
Everybody say orgasm loud.
Our need okay. – if you want that to happen, then just be safe about it.
Well, yes. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Just be smart.
Be smart.
You know. Yeah.
And then you eliminate the problem because you attacked it at the root.
Absolutely. You know? But do you know how I'm one of these people that tends to philosophize about a lot of things. I'm quite deep, as you know, Andy. So, you know,
yeah.
I look at life situations as what can it teach me about myself. And
mm-hmm.
it's worked beautiful for me. And, you know, I've learned so many things about myself and how I can change things, how I affect other people, how I allow other people to affect me, how I allow life to affect me, and so on and so forth. And I think
mm-hmm.
that's a beautiful way of learning so many wonderful things. I'm not saying everybody should be like me. Goodness, no. That would be boring. But, I mean, you know, I've learned quite a lot and gained some incredible value from this. And it's taken me in so many unexpected places, and that's an incredible thing. And I used to be afraid of all that. You know, I used to be afraid of facing myself and thinking,
mm-hmm.
you know, oh my goodness, I'm doing this wrong. Uh-oh, that must mean, you know, I'm stupid, or, you know, I'm not capable, and, you know, I'm a bad person.
Mm-hmm.
But they're natural side effects of discovery.
But.
Yes.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, I judge my butt as well, you know, one of those occasions.
Oh.
Anyway. Enough about deep stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
So that's where that law stands now in Texas. And, you know, it's just hard to believe this is still, I don't know what's going on. I don't know. Sometimes you just scratch your head and you wonder about.
Yeah.
Let's move on. Why don't we do this? Why don't we, you know, for those of you who may have missed the beginning of the show, you can go away because you should not have done that, because this beginning of this show, if you missed it, then we should dismiss you from class. you know, if you missed the beginning of the show. Why? Because we had this medley, this amazing music medley by a band, and particularly by a person, DJ Speech of the band Arrested Development. And you listen to some of the music, you listen to some of the way it's orchestrated and put together, and you get this amazing combination of not just hip-hop, how you generically think of hip-hop music, but also this combination of soul and spirit and R&B and rhythm,
oh,
and it's all there.
Yeah.
And there's nobody better who does it than our guest is coming up on this show, and I believe he's with us now. Is this Speech?
This is DJ Speech.
Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I've never heard anyone call me DJ Speech in all my years, so that was pretty fun.
Oh. Bless you, darling. I find that so hard to believe, considering you did some DJ, and it's like, yo, come on.
I did. But, you know, when I was a DJ, they used to call me DJ Peach. With a
Ooh.
Yeah, and I added the S to my name when I started rapping, and it so I was no longer DJ Speech. I was just Speech. So
just
I like it though. It brings me back to my early days. Yeah.
Oh,
see?
Wow.
See? Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I need it good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
How you doing, sweetheart? It's so amazing to have you with us. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. Where are you guys based right now? Where are you at?
Amanda is. Yeah, we have to look around here. Let me see. I'm in Los Angeles, and Amanda is in.
The UK. Yeah.
Okay. I heard an accent. That's what I was wondering.
I'm
in Atlanta. Yeah, I'm in Atlanta, ATL, and I'm doing good. Doing good.
Oh, that's amazing, sweetheart. We've just been so excited.
I'm sitting by a roaring fire. My wife is on my lap. I'm just sort of rubbing her shoulders. And I'm talking to awesome people. So I guess
Oh, that's amazing. Well, please send our love to everybody, won't you? Because that's so cool.
We're absolutely flattered.
I can honestly say we've not had one guest come on and tell us that they've been sat by a fire, they're rubbing their wife's shoulders. I mean, that's just incredible.
I'm sure you've had many guests that were by fires and rubbing their wives' like heads and their feet.
Totally. Yeah, probably.
Totally.
I love your honesty. Well, you know, I've been telling everybody about today's show. I mean, it's absolutely incredible having you on. You are somewhat of a legend. You really are.
Thank you.
And I used to listen to you back in the day. I've got to be honest, I'm going to sound like a fangirl right now, okay? So excuse me, everybody. Excuse me. I was listening to, like, Arrested Development back in the day, and my parents used to be like, turn the music down. I'd be like, sorry. But, you know, your music literally rocked my room for ages. I absolutely love it. Like,
thank you.
Your People Every Day was the first song that got me addicted to. That's how I found you guys, right? And so I was blasting that out. My friends were like, who is this? And I'm like, oh, you know, it's Arrested Development, check them out. Oh, can I borrow your cassette? Yeah, sure. And so everybody was borrowing my music, and then I got onto
all
the
other
stuff.
Never saw it again.
Yeah, actually, I had a hard job getting a lot of music back from my friends, I got to admit. But yeah, like with Tennessee and Filled With Real, oh my goodness, you know, they're just, you know, I'm sure everybody who's listening. Yeah, I love that song, absolutely love it. But that music really gave me some kind of depth, because I was listening to a lot of hip-hop back then, and it didn't have the same kind of class in terms of story and lyrics and how deep you guys went and in how you told your story about life and people and everything like that. So, you know, that really kind of expanded my world. I just wanted to point that out. And
that's fantastic to hear. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, sweetheart. I mean, how would you like to progress with this? Do you want to tell us about how it started for you? Or,
well, I just feel like it's probably a good segue to just mention that today, as we speak, we just dropped a new album.
Woo!
Whoa!
Love it. Absolutely
today.
Love it.
Just today. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. And what's that? What's that called?
It's called For the F in Love. And it's a hip hop record dedicated to the love of hip hop, and it is got the Sugar Hill Gang on it. It's got Master Big Daddy Kane, Boney Love. Ooh. It's got King Crooked. I mean, so many G Love and Special Sauce. I mean, so many great artists on this record.
Oh wow!
And so today we dropped a masterpiece. What I think is a masterpiece. I mean, other people might think it's garbage, but I think it's.
Everybody's entitled to their opinion, but you know, at the end of the day.
we've heard so much, you know, leading up to the show, and played some of your music and listened to what you're doing, just based on that alone, there's no way it's going to be garbage. I assure you of that. I'm sure it's going to be. I'm looking forward to getting some tracks. I'd love to get some tracks so we can play them on this show. You know, we got to work that out.
Yeah,
so
we'll send you everything. We'll send
you
everything.
You for that. Yeah, yeah, we'll
your album. Expansion is anything to go by, this one's going to be incredible because I really enjoyed Expansion deeply. There's so many songs
thank
on it
you.
That just vibe with so much. You're welcome.
Solo album. That was my latest solo album.
I was so impressed by that, and I was actually impressed to find out how many people I knew actually knew about you and your music. And that sounds really weird, but you know, you think you know your friend's music taste. And then you hear the men drop your name speech. Yeah, I just listened to his stuff. I got his albums out. That's so cool. So I wanted to put that across to you today and to let you know that my friends have been listening and are listening to the show.
Love it. I never get tired of that information. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, sweetheart. Andy, did you want to? Because I've been digging in a lot.
It's fine. It's absolutely fine. Yeah, we're. We are talking to an audience right now, around 20, 23 countries around the world of people listening into us right now. And then we have after the show goes live, it becomes goes to a podcast network distributor, and it goes around as a podcast on Spotify and iHeartRadio and iTunes and Alexa and Google and Chrome and everywhere. So, we definitely want to get some of your music and be glad to play it on the show. And we put together this little montage, this little medley of some of your music and use it as our show intro today. It was kind of cool. It was a lot of fun to put together.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was great. Yeah, it was great. I'm gonna. If it's okay with you, we'll use it moving ahead, too. I like it. You have great stuff there.
Thank you. It's definitely okay with me.
Do you by any chance know of a rap artist or a rap group, a Blackstreet or Blackstreet 21? Do you know who they were? Like, just curious. I did. When Ishii called in, we were talking with her for a while. We had a conversation, and we were discussing that I had a tune in 2004 that charted, you know, really well nationally. It was a blues tune. I just laid down the guitar part of, I didn't even mean to do it. I was in the studio finishing up a project, and I really liked the way the guitar sounded in the headphones. So I said, hey, can I stick around and just play for a bit? And they said, yeah, if we can record it, just help, go ahead, play. So this guy came in, he was doing a solo project there. He's from a well-known hip-hop band called Blackstreet, and he was doing a solo project, a guy named Joe Stone, and he laid down 10 vocal tracks over my blues guitar, and the song came out called the Red Hot Blues, and he was just freestyling. He was just making up the blues and doing, then he laid down some harmonies and some crowd noise, you know, all this stuff, and it was pretty cool because I just did a little guitar work and then it became this great big produced thing. But I want to know if you knew who he. It was a lot of fun, and it's cool when you can, because I come from the folk, you know, the acoustic folk singer songwriter blues genre. That's what I do. And Amanda's a musician too. Amanda's a composer. She does a lot of composers.
Okay.
Yeah, she's incredible. Oh, you would hear. So we just send you some Amanda. Work. Amanda is great. But it's so great when you can combine. Like, you know, people hear me and what I do, like Kumbaya, and then they say, well, Andy, how are you going to team up with a rap artist and make something work? Because you're just opposite ends of the spectrum. But music is such an amazing language. It's just amazing to be able to collaborate and put things together. There's nothing more powerful in the world, in my opinion, than music. A G chord and a D chord will be a G and a D. I don't care if you're here or if you're on Mars. A G chord is still a G chord, and it can unify the world. You know what I'm saying? And,
And
the lyrics that you write and the music that you put together is so, I think it just, you know, keep on doing it and keep putting it out there, and we're going to play it on this show, and you've got some great stuff out there, and we're admirers of what you've done and your career. Can you tell us a bit when I first, and I know this has come up in prior interviews that you've done in the past, but when I guess it was Amanda who first told me that we were going to have, Arrested Development's going to, come onto the show, and Ishii and yourself, and I heard Arrested Development, I was thinking, the TV show. Because I'm like, no.
Bless you.
No. The band, the group. I
will
forgive you. Right. Yes, thank
you. Yes. Oh, bless him. See, that's lovely.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
But then, it is no longer in my, now I know. When I think Arrested Development, I know after meeting you guys and hearing your music and band, it is now, there's only one Arrested Development as far as I'm concerned.
Come on. I love it.
Yeah, you know it.
So talk to us about, how you got, you started, you said earlier as a DJ, and then you kind of migrated and, one thing led to another, and you end up doing some rap and, then put the band Arrested Development together. Tell us a little bit about your career and how it all came to be and so forth.
Well, I wanted to be a rap artist for a long time. So in Milwaukee, when I was 13, I started DJing, and I also started rapping, and I had a group called Attack. And we did pretty well in Milwaukee and in the Midwest, but nothing national, nothing big that you guys would know about. So
yeah.
I graduated high school in 1987. I immediately wanted to go to Atlanta. Milwaukee's violent. There wasn't a lot of opportunity, especially for black people. And so I left, went to Atlanta, and wanted to start another group. And put up a flyer saying, hey, I need a DJ. Anybody interested? Dial this number type of thing. A guy was looking at it. Me and him struck up a conversation. I would later nickname him Headliner because he's a great barber, cuts a mean head of hair. And, so me and him became best friends. We started touring together as the rest of development. And then over time, there was fans and people that we would invite on stage that we just really liked having them on stage. And it became organically a group. And then we got a record deal about 3 years, 5 months, 2 days later, and came out with our first record. And then that would be like 4 million albums sold and Grammy, MTV Awards, and touring the planet and so on and so forth. So it was an incredible experience, mountaintop, opportunity and experience.
Yeah. That's incredible. Absolutely incredible. I love hearing all these little stories, I do. It's just so fascinating to me how somebody has managed to go from point A to, continuing through the alphabet, really, because there's no stopping once you get going. If you're that passionate about where you want to go with music and things like that, that's the beauty. It's forever expansive in whatever direction you want to take. And I think as you grow as a person as well, and you see how your music grows, and you notice these different diversions that you're taking from doing one area of music to moving, I'm going to go slightly in this area because I feel it in me. I feel it in my soul that this is the way I want to go now. And it's interesting hearing someone's progression from one point to another. And you see that, don't you, within so many artists and stuff. And you can hear it in your music as well. And it's incredible. Like, I think expansion, for me, obviously, it's very much up to date because that's important, right, in the music industry to be current, keep people interested in what you're doing. But you've still got so much of the element of speech within your music, which is also important too. And it's beautiful seeing how far you've progressed. And I'm so excited to hear this new album that you've got coming out. I mean, it's going to be...
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate that. And, one of the things I learned earlier that works is being as authentic as you can and really speaking about the things that you're going through in your life, and it gives you a place to start writing.
Yeah.
It tends to be unique, seeing that it's coming from your own perspective, but still common enough that there's a million or more people around the world that can relate to what you're generally saying. And so to me, it's a win-win for everybody. It's good for me because it's cathartic. And it's good for a listener because it can help, make them feel not so alone in some of the things that they're going through,
Oh, yeah. That's the beauty of music, isn't it? The way it can unite everybody. It's one of those beautiful things that unites us all along with a lot of things, spirituality, whatever it is. But, that's what I love about music, the way it can unite people. And you notice as well how one song can mean one thing to one person and translate completely different to another person. It's like, oh, yeah, I got this from it. You'd be like, oh, wow, scratching your head like, oh, I got this. That's so cool.
Right, exactly.
The artist was right about
agree.
Something else, you know?
Yeah, totally right. Amazing. Totally right.
Yeah.
Is are there any live performances on the books, or have you been doing any touring or performing? I guess COVID's been put a dampener on that, I guess. But putting that aside, have you been doing some live performances, or are you scheduled to do anything coming up? Any shows?
Yeah, we had a whole entire schedule set for this year, and just like you mentioned, COVID postponed it or canceled a lot of those. So we're now postponing those shows to early January, February, March, April. So a lot of shows starting at the top of the year. We have a New Year's show in Asheville, North Carolina, and from there we got an Atlanta show and a cruise where we're going to the islands, and then we're going to the UK. So UK, Germany, France, Netherlands. So all of these beautiful areas we're going to, Spain, you know, so a lot of wonderful places in April. So, yeah, our year is looking pretty good. I just hope COVID will allow us all to enjoy, you know.
Oh, yeah, me too. Because that would be so great to have you guys over here, definitely.
And if somebody wanted to tune in and get some information about your tour schedule and your music, I'm assuming there is a website, right, that they can go to and check it out?
Yeah, it's real simple, too. Mm-hmm. It's arresteddevelopmentmusic.com.
Hey.
Love it. There you go. You heard it here, people.
Yeah, arresteddevelopmentmusic.com. We'll put a link to that on our website as well. So if you didn't get that down, you go to andynemandershow.com, and we'll have it right there, and I'll bring you right to speech and Arrested Development. That's fabulous. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to see that you're getting out there and be doing some connecting and live performances, and that's what it's really all about. You know, you can listen, but when you catch that live music and feel that energy and connect with the that's what it's all about.
Gives you another perspective, another artist, definitely. I guess from, fangirl mode has come back, darling. I apologize. But, when you're seeing somebody on stage, okay, an artist that you love, and you feel like you're connecting with them being in the audience watching them, right? You're just like, I'm in awe of this person. I've heard you on my CD, on the cassette, whatever it is. And now you're in front of me, and I feel like I'm connecting with you because I'm seeing how you perform. I'm seeing the faces you pull in real life. I'm seeing how you express, and it's incredible. It's a whole other connection of energy when you're in the audience watching an artist. And then I feel it makes the connection stronger to your music and who you are as a person as well. I can see the importance of getting out there and, performing in front of a live audience. Definitely. It's just another level, for sure. Definitely.
I totally agree with that. 100%.
Yeah.
How many are in the Arrested Development right now? What's the composition of the group?
Well, it's four of us that are like in the actual group, and then there's eight of us that tour. So what we do is we have four actual members, and we have four other what I call band members, and they're just hired to help us play the music. So eight of us all together. And when we tour, it's a pretty big entourage. We have a road manager, too. And so, it's nice.
Yeah.
We do all live. So it's like, drums, bass, guitar, keys, the whole nine yards.
That's so great. Great. Wow.
That's amazing.
Love it.
It's like one little family on the road. Love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. For hip-hop, it's rare that you have all the live instruments. Usually it's a DJ only. So we have a DJ, but we have all live stuff, too. So.
Yeah.
I
really do, after hearing the interpretations of the music that you put out, I know hip hop, and I think you take hip hop to another dimension. You know, your soul and the roots flavoring, the roots of your music and the flavor and soul and the R&B. It's very unique, and it's just great listening, and it's great, you got to. The least you're going to do is tap your feet when you listen to it. I mean, really, it's fabulous.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
And it makes
really
you think. And I mean, I don't know if you heard at the beginning of the show, but Andy, when we got on the show, he's like, how are you doing? I was like, well, I literally, we were playing like the montage of your songs to start with, and then I was literally bouncing away on my chair, and I kid you not, my chair just started creaking, and it dropped like two levels. I was like, what is going on? It was so funny. I was like, Andy.
Oh, well.
Now I feel embarrassed.
This is Coast to Coast with Andy and Amanda. Our number here, folks, is 515-605-9888. You're free to get on the show with us if you'd like to join us there, or email us at andyandamandashow@gmail.com. And we do have somebody here who looks like he's been waiting to ask you a question, speech, and we'll see if I can hit the right button and get this caller. He looks like he's somebody well known here from LA as well. Let's see what the deal is here. Here's the caller. Go ahead, caller.
You ever served in an infantry unit, son?
Ooh, yeah. That sounds like Jack Nicholson.
Wow.
Who would have thought Jack Nicholson would call in and ask you a question, please? I mean, come on.
Me and him just talked earlier today. No, I'm just
no way. Wow. Yeah,
wait. Asked him to put his life in yours.
Oh, wow. Oh, we get all sorts pop on here, don't we? We even get pop on sometimes, you know.
Yeah. Even Richard Nixon has been joined us a few times on the show. You know, it's been amazing. It's amazing
fantastic.
The people who – yeah, isn't it great? I mean, there's no other show like this where you get people – it doesn't matter if they're from way back or now, contemporary, or whether, you know, everybody seems to get on the show. They enjoy it.
Well, thank you, and I wish you well, you and your new program.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
But, Speech, darling, is there any more you want to express about your new album and what's coming up for you?
Well, please, just check it out. I'm extremely smiling from ear to ear about this record. The whole group is excited.
Yeah.
If you love hip-hop, you're going to adore this, I think. And if you don't love it, just act like I didn't tell you about it. But you're going to love it. And it's called For the F in Love. And it's out everywhere. It's on all streaming services. So check it out today.
Oh, that is amazing. You know I'm going to be doing that tonight, right? I'm definitely going to be doing that tonight.
No, please do. It's just like a movie, you know, for opening weekend, you want as many people as possible to go listen and, you know, get into the music. So,
absolutely, darling.
When you are popular, don't just sit on it. Use it to accomplish great goals.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
I totally agree.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Oh, I'm all about that. You know, You bet.
The antics we get up to.
So, Speech, how about the Atlanta Falcons? You follow them at all down there in Atlanta?
Man, I'm horrible with sports. I'm sorry. I'm always in the studio. I'm always rapping or singing or sampling or something. I never watch sports, and so I suck at knowing about any of my teams. I really do.
That's all right. I'm just as bad.
Yeah. Oh, well.
That's not a bad thing, because everybody, like, pushes sport like it's you know, the greatest thing ever. And don't get me wrong, sport is very cool, but if you're not passionate about it, you're not passionate about it. And I'm one of those people. My father brought me up with soccer. You know, my dad was like, oh, yeah, I love this team. And then I got to watch him watch these games, and he tried to get me involved, and I ended up with the T-shirts and all that kind of thing. And it's just like, I never really got into it, but I just like to, you know, make my dad smiley and wear the
T-shirt. Right, to make him feel better. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. But, you know.
But unbelievable.
Sport, I think it's pushed a lot. And sorry, Andy.
you know,
great working there and great doing what we're doing there and doing the things we do, and as long as we keep doing them.
That's right. Thank you. You know, people are chiming in from everywhere here. It's unbelievable. You can't, you know, it's out of control.
Constantly. Yeah. Wow. Yep.
Because they knew Speech was going to be on. You know, they wanted to make a speech themselves. You know, you can blame them.
I mean,
really, you know? Yeah, I agree. Whatever. Anyway, Speech again. Well, the album is called what? Tell us again what the new record that released today. Today, and we're proud to announce that here on the Andy Amanda Show. What's the album called?
Just came out. It's For the F in Love, and it's spelled For the and then FKN Love.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, you know, I'm going to put that on the website. Yeah, it's going to go on the website because we have a section with previous guests and things like that. So obviously, after today, you will be listed on our previous guests page, and we tend to put social links and everything like that. And if you would prefer, I can send just everybody to check out the album.
Please. That'd
yeah?
be fantastic.
Okay, no problem
definitely.
At all, darling. We can do that for
yeah.
you. No problem.
Yeah, definitely. And we'll look for you also starting in January when you'll be out there, you know, traveling really the world and doing some live performances, and wish you all the very best with that. And we'll definitely also keep in touch as we as you move along, and hopefully maybe from the road we'll be able to orchestrate some conversations while you're out there doing it to it, and maybe give us some live play-by-play, so to speak, from some of your live shows
yeah.
where you've been, what you're doing. It'd be great to do that. It'd be great to do that. You know, it really would. It really would. Well, we'll stay in touch. And,
I would be down with that, definitely.
And we can tell you how to, you know, even when you're overseas, there's a way you can connect with the show over the internet. And if you just have a laptop computer, and we can show you, you know, we'll talk to you about how you do that. But we would like to receive, if you could send us MP3s, whatever you might be able to forward to us of your new album. And we will definitely, without question, you know, promote it and play it on the show. It'd be a pleasure to do that. We're fans of yours, and can't tell you what a delight it has been having you on our show with us today to share some information about your career and your music. It's been just terrific.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank
it's been a highlight
much,
for me.
You guys have been great, too.
Oh,
thank you
so appreciate much. It. I think this has been the highlight of my December. No.
Really?
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Oh, yeah. It's like a Christmas present. Oh. Here comes the violins now, look.
Uh-oh.
We're coming out with this.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And,
fangirl.
And, you know, and, yeah, and on this show, you know, we've had guests on from all walks of life, but I'm a musician. That's my gig, and you know, Amanda likewise is a musician and a composer, and we get people in the music biz on here. It's just, it means something extra special to us.
Oh,
because
yeah,
that's, you know,
definitely.
That's,
right. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Incredible.
But anyway, yeah, so, you know, I mean...
apparently not everyone was aware of the incessant march of progress.
That's right, and that's what we have on the show.
We
want to talk
about. We try to tell them, but, you know, they don't always get it, and that's cool.
Yeah.
Got to make progress.
Yes. So we'll keep in touch, and we'll expect some of that music. We'll put on the show, and again, we want to thank you for joining us today, and we'll definitely look forward to having you back with us, and let us know how everything is going as you start venturing out and doing live performances again. We're really looking forward to that.
Thank you, you guys. You guys have been awesome.
Thank
Aww,
you. Likewise.
Thank
you.
We appreciate
you. Take care. We'll definitely be in touch. All the very
okay.
best. Thanks again for joining us.
Okay. Peace.
Take care.
Thank
now.
You,
Bye-bye.
Peace. Bye, darling. What an awesome guy.
Absolutely. Absolutely true.
Absolutely awesome. That was a blessing, wasn't it? I was, you know, I felt like so much of a fangirl. I was like, oh my goodness, speeches on the show. Oh.
and that's going to wrap us for another show, Amanda. It's already at the end of another week, at the end of a Friday. This has been a terrific, what an absolutely a phenomenal show this has been today with Pete. And I wish we could even kept him a longer. We got a roll. We're done with the show. We're done with the week. We'll move on Monday at 3 o'clock. Eastern Standard Time. Look forward to having you back at 515-605-9888. Feel free to join us. We'll see you on the podcast. Amanda, have a great weekend.
Yes. Thank you.
And get us out of here.
I was waiting for it. I was like, okay. So,
I have one more question. One
Do
more
you
question.
Believe
okay.
in ghosts?
Yes.
Okay. Now you can get inside of here. Just making sure.
All right, thanks. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, on behalf of Andy Kimball, my wonderful co-host in California, Hollywood, and myself Amanda Love, here in the UK, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you so much to Speech for calling in the show and being a wonderful guest. It was amazing. Have a great weekend, everybody. Catch us again on Monday. We've got some more cool guests lined up for December. It's going to be amazing, so take care. Keep smiling and stay safe. Don't catch the coronavirus. No.
Yes, please. Get your booster. Get vaccinated. Do what you got to do. Be safe. You know what I mean? We can't emphasize that enough, I don't think. You know what
yes.
I mean?
Yes.
We really can't. And what I think we'll do, Amanda, is why don't we close the show with their with the you know, with some music from Speech and Arrested Development, like we began it.
Absolutely.
We'll play that one
that
more time.
Great.
Here we go. And folks, we'll see you again on Monday. Take care. Thanks now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Glittery lights and just light a candle. Come on. He said.